for Channel 17's Community Focus at 5, I'm Tara Fields. Joining me today is the founder of Coleraine Junior High's Spring Internship Project, Monica Richter.
Thank you, Tara.
Monica, can you tell us how this project came to be?
Of course. Being the mother of three, I'm always looking for ways to get Coleraine children involved in the community. And as the president of the business association in town, I was made aware of all the help our community businesses could use.
I see. And why is it that you chose the junior high age?
Simply because junior high children are old enough to handle the responsibilities, but not old enough to get real jobs. And these internships will provide hands-on experience for Coleraine's own.
Wonderful point, Monica. And I know I speak for everyone when I say thank you for all that you do to provide valuable opportunities and experiences for Coleraine's youth.
You're welcome.
This is Tara Fields with Channel 17's Community Focus at 5. More information on the internship project will be made available through the teachers at the Coleraine Junior High. Be sure to join us at 6 for Eyewitness 17 News.
What'll Monica Richter come up with next?
I think the internship thing sounds cool, Dad.
Oh, I do too, Justin. She's just always got a new idea up her sleeve.
I just hope I have enough room in my spring schedule.
Well, I'm sure we'll work something out. Let's just hope they don't have a junior high intern at your orthodontist's office, huh?
Huh?
Well, you have to get that expander tightened today.
Oh.
And I doubt you'd want a kid doing the job, wouldn't you?
Dad.
No, I'm sorry. Come on, let's go. They were nice enough to squeeze us in tonight, and oh, boy, the office closes at 6.
I'm coming.
Well, it's a new season, spring, and a lot is happening in Coleraine. So let's go down Gilead Lane.
Deadline for articles is when?
Friday.
Good. So on to what you've all been waiting for.
Finally.
It's hot time.
The journalism internship. Thanks to Mrs. Monica Richter, there are a variety of junior high internships available throughout the community, and our journalism class is going to take advantage of that.
Mr. Serla?
Yes, Vicki?
Will our class be going through the main town paper?
Glad you asked. No. You wouldn't get to do much at that level. They're too high geared, but the Coleraine Quarterly is just our speed, and the staff there will let you be more involved. Plus, the actual printing is done at the Coleraine Times Press.
Are we actually going to get to write articles for the quarterly?
Not quite, Justin, but the interns from our class will be in charge of coming up with a feature article to run in every issue.
Oh, that is so
bad. That is so cool. And how many interns get to work there?
Well, that's the bad news, Tiffany. 3 total. Our class can only send 1 seventh grader and 1 eighth grader. So whoever's interested can see me after class for an application form.
But that's only 2. What about the 3rd intern?
Good ears, Tommy. That's what we need in our reporters. Answer for your question? The photography class. Mr. Cody's photo class is sending 1 student, and we get the other 2 slots.
What are the requirements for the position?
Well, the main quality we're looking for is leadership. It's going to take a strong person to do this job. Someone who is not afraid to express their opinions and get the job done. Remember, part of the responsibility is to come up with a new feature column. That can't be taken lightly.
My mother says I'm a natural-born leader.
Then I expect to see your application on my desk as soon as possible, Tiffany.
Like I even need to apply.
To warn you, I think this will be a pretty heavy competition. There are a lot of eligible students in here. We have a few minutes before the bell, so take this time to come get your apps and ask me any questions you have.
You'll probably fill out your application as soon as you get home tonight, won't you, Morrison?
Actually, I have youth group tonight, so I probably won't get to it until later, or maybe not even till tomorrow.
Like I care.
But you just asked me.
I suppose my sister's going with your religious freaks tonight, too, huh?
Yes, I think Maya's coming, but you would know that better than I would.
I can't believe my parents are letting her hang out with your family and those church people. If it was up to me...
Tiffany, Justin, this is your last chance. The bell's gonna ring any minute. Did you get your forms?
Coming.
Be right there.
That was a great Bible class, wasn't it? I really enjoyed it. The teacher was so...
Okay, guys, listen up.
Our Frontier Club here at church is looking for one volunteer to be an assistant to their group.
What do you mean, assistant, Pastor Mark?
It means we need a junior leader for the little kids, Haley.
You mean we get to help teach Sunday school on club night? I'll do it!
Oh, hold on. Before you volunteer, unfortunately, you're not all old enough.
Aww. How old do you have to be?
Well, ideally, we'd like a junior high student.
Justin can do it.
Haley.
Thanks for volunteering your brother, Haley, but we're going to have an application process for this.
What kind of application?
Well, Lauren, we have a pretty big group, and we can only choose one person.
Aww.
Now, I know there's an intern project going on in town.
Yeah, definitely.
So, with the time commitment, some of you are going to have to make a choice about that.
It shouldn't be a hard choice.
Harder than you might think. This position's going to take a real leader. Someone who isn't afraid to roll up their sleeves and work hard. We've got a lot of little kids that need a good role model.
Like Timmy.
Mm-hmm. And Patrick.
Yes, like them. And we need to remember that the purpose of leadership is to serve.
What does serving have to do with being a leader?
Good question, Maya. Anyone else care to answer that?
Yeah, well, I think it means that if you're going to lead people, you have to be ready to listen to them and to see how you can help them best. Like you said, Pastor Mark, be a good role model that way.
That's right, Justin.
That's not what my mom and dad say.
What was that, Maya?
Nothing.
Okay, then. I'll be passing out all the forms to all the junior high kids tonight, and you can think about what you want to do. That's all we have for tonight, so you can have free time until your parents come to get you.
Oh, cool. You'll definitely get it, Justin.
Thanks, Haley, but I don't know if I'm even going to apply.
What?
Why not, Justin? It's a church thing.
Yeah, but I think I might do the journalism internship.
Me too. I'm applying for my photography class, and I don't think anyone else is going for it since everyone wants the other internship at the camera shop.
But if you have to choose between the church and other stuff, why wouldn't you choose our church?
Well, my dad thinks the internship will be a great experience for me. And since he got me that new camera for the Rocket Club and everything, he thinks I should put it to good use.
That sounds like Uncle Peter.
Yeah.
But what about you, Justin? You heard Pastor Mark. They need good leaders.
They need good leaders for the journalism thing, too.
Yeah, but that's not church.
I know, but...
Maya! Your mom and dad are waiting for you.
Okay, thanks. I gotta go, guys. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Maya.
See ya.
Well, I think mom and dad will want you to do the Frontier Clubs for sure, Justin.
Don't worry. I'm gonna talk to them about it, Haley.
It's about time you came out of that church, Maya. We've been waiting forever.
Tiffany?
Sorry, I just found out you were here. Why didn't you come in?
Go in? That place?
That's enough, Tiffany.
Now, as I was saying, we cannot allow Kopech to continue spreading these rumors about Grace. It's too dangerous. And we need to reestablish our roots in this community.
Right. We don't want people to think that we're dead set against Grace, especially now that the community is warming to her.
Why can't we just leave Grace alone?
Why do we even let her in on these family discussions?
Tiffany?
It's because of your church that people even like Grace. Ever since she did that outreach storytelling thing.
Grace is nice.
See?
That's enough, Tiffany. Now the point is we need to start playing our cards more carefully.
What cards?
Like you care, you Morrison wannabe.
Tiffany, I've had enough of your smart remarks.
We need to take a different approach, especially now that Grace has spoken to the children.
We need to plant ourselves further into the community and make it look like all is well. It's imperative for business.
Right. It's good that we have Brooke Morrison working at our bed and breakfast. Now, if we can just get one of the Taylor kids in there and one of our children at the Taylor store.
I am not working at a grocery store. I've already got enough with this internship thing.
I've had enough of the whining, Tiffany. We're going to get your brother Caleb in at the store. Besides, you don't even know if you have the internship yet.
Oh, I will see that she gets the 8th grade position, no doubt about that. If you want things to go your way, you must be in a position of power. And the quarterly is just the way to do that. The written word is too influential a chance to pass up.
And that's what leading is all about.
I thought the key to leading was being a servant.
Where does she get this stuff?
All right, not another word out of the two of you until we get home.
So what is it that Mrs. Weinkoop wants you to do for this project, Timmy?
I guess just dress up like what we want to be when we grow up. But I don't know what I want to be.
What about fishing?
Can you do that? Justin told me that you can't just be a fisherman and that there aren't fish vets or anything.
No, there are commercial fishermen. Or you could always be a marine biologist. They study fish and other sea life.
Or you could be just a regular vet.
Yeah, you love all kinds of animals.
That's right.
Yeah, but...
But Justin, you have to do the church thing.
Haley, I said I'll think about it.
Yeah, Haley, let him make up his own mind.
Oh, make up his own mind about what?
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Mom.
Hi. Well, hi. How was youth group?
Good.
Oh, Uncle Peter says hi. They couldn't come in.
Aww. Did you thank him for dropping you off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Great. So, anyone gonna tell me what Justin's making up his own mind about?
Pastor Mark said they need a youth leader for the Frontier Clubs.
That's my group.
And they need good leaders, and you have to be in middle school, and Justin says he won't do it.
Haley.
Whoa, hold on a second. I think we need to back up.
So, they want a middle schooler to help out with the younger kids.
Yeah. Right.
And you're upset with Justin because he doesn't want to do it?
Yeah. He's passing it off for some newspaper thing.
I think you'd be really good with the Frontier Clubs, Justin. Why don't you want to do it?
Well, I haven't made any decisions yet. It's just the internship for the Coleraine Quarterly sounds like a really good thing to me.
Mm-hmm. And you have to choose one or the other.
Yeah.
Even though Haley's being bossy...
Hey!
I think you should do the church thing, Justin.
Justin will have to make his own decision about this, you guys.
Finally, the voice of reason.
But if you have a chance to do something for God, isn't that always the better choice?
Now that is a good question, Haley.
Thank you.
But I'm afraid you'll have to clarify that.
Huh?
I think what your dad means is you need to define what you mean by doing something for God.
Well, church stuff.
Uh-huh. But is that the only place we can do God's work?
Huh?
Dad, it's church. And they need a middle schooler.
Justin.
Who's a good leader.
Justin.
And who's good with kids.
Justin.
Mm-hmm.
You are right about all those things, but I think you should consider Dad's question.
Really, Mom and Dad, what do you think I should do?
I think this needs to be your decision, son. But how about Mom and I go over the details with you tonight so you can at least talk through your choices?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go finish my homework.
Oh. And the rest of you, besides Justin, are off to bed.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
get upstairs.
Nobody have
okay.
time.
We can talk about your assignment tomorrow. Okay, Timmy?
Okay. Love you. Good night.
I love you too, son. Bye.
Wouldn't it be so fun if you were at the quarterly, too?
I just wish I knew what to do. I talked to my mom and dad last night and then told them all about it. But they think that both opportunities are good.
So they're leaving it up to you?
Yeah. I told them who I knew was applying for the church thing.
There were a lot of kids signing up.
Yeah, and I know the ones I talked to would be really good at being an assistant.
And the internship?
That's the thing. None of the seventh graders in my class are Christians, and they're really open about that. And none of eighth graders want to run against Tiffany.
And you want to be able to balance her out.
Yes.
Did I hear my name?
Yeah, actually. We were just talking about journalism and
the internship, right?
Yeah.
Well, of course, I'm a shoo-in, since my mother started this whole thing. And I heard you were the only one signed up for the photo part.
Yep. Looks like we'll be working together.
Won't that be fun? Well, at least I'll only have to put up with one of you.
What do you mean?
Maya told me about your whole church thing. There's no way you can do bowls.
Who says he's automatically doing the church job?
He's a Morrison. Isn't the choice obvious?
Actually, I'm still considering the quarterly internship.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Great. Just what I need. Why don't you just stick with your church? Those little holy rollers seem like just the right crowd for you.
Thanks, but I'm still weighing my options.
I'd just forget the internship. That kind of power would be a waste on you.
And you have a good night too, Tiff. Great talking to you.
What? She's unbelievable. And what was that whole waste of power thing? We're in junior high.
You know the Richters. But really, Lauren, it is a big deal. That featured column we're choosing could affect a lot of people. And that's the kind of power, right?
I guess. So you think you'll do the internship?
Tiffany makes me want to more than ever.
You two, how was school?
Hi, Pastor Mark.
School's fine. How are you?
Oh, good, good. Busy as ever. Hey, Justin, I'm glad I saw you, though. I know that you're interested in this Frontier Club position. I just wanted to encourage you.
Encourage me?
Yeah. I mean, you have all the right qualities to help with the younger kids. I can see that just by the way you are with Timmy.
Thanks.
Your patience and dedication, as well as your dependability and work ethic, are great qualities in a leader, and it'd be a joy to have you helping us.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. I'm still thinking and praying about it.
Well, I hope so. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of volunteers, but We'd love to have you apply. Well, I'm off to a meeting. See you soon.
Bye.
See ya.
Oh, no. Now what?
What? Now you're thinking of the church thing again?
Why'd they have to be at the same time?
Well, you're gonna have to make up your mind, Justin. You can't be a yo-yo.
Thanks.
What are cousins for?
I see your assignment's due tomorrow, right, Timmy?
Yeah.
I hope we have time to put together a costume for you. Have you decided what you want to be, honey?
I think so.
You don't seem too excited about it. What is it?
Well, I really want to be a fish vet or a marine guy, like you talked about last night, Dad.
Oh, great.
But I guess I'll just be a missionary.
Wow. A missionary?
Is that really what you want to be, honey?
No. But last night, Haley said that we should do God stuff when we get a chance. So I guess that means I have to be a missionary.
But you don't want to be one.
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Timmy, do you know what a missionary does?
They live in Africa and teach people about God and how to read and help them get food and stuff.
Some missionaries live in Africa. But did you know that we can be missionaries anywhere we are?
Huh?
Well, it's true. Yes, some missionaries live in Africa, and some teach people how to read and help people grow food. But there's one thing that all missionaries do.
Teach people about God?
That's right.
You remember last night when I asked you if you could only do God's work in a church?
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you in on the answer. But you let the others figure it out for themselves, okay?
Okay.
Timmy, when we're Christians, we are filled up with the Spirit of God. We are followers of Jesus Christ in everything we do. Are you with me so far?
Yeah.
Good. We are salt and light. And no matter where we are or what we're doing, we should always show God's love to people and pray that the people we meet come to know Jesus too.
Daddy does missionary work in the courtroom every day.
Yeah, and your mom's a missionary too. And so are you, Timothy Joseph Morrison.
I am?
Sure.
Yeah, it's like your favorite song from Sunday school says.
This little light of mine?
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the rest of the line?
I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine.
Yeah, you got it, Tim. That song comes from the verse in Matthew 5, when Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house."
Yes. And he goes on to say, "In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven."
So, as long as you are being a light and doing your best work with the gifts God gives you, Timmy, you can be anything God puts it on your heart to be when you grow up.
Even a fish vet?
Yeah, even a fish vet.
You can be the first.
Right.
Then that's what I want to be. Let's make the costume, Mommy.
Oh, boy, this is going to be interesting.
I'll say so. Justin, can I come in?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, where's Michael?
Well, I think he and Haley are out helping Mom make Timmy's costume.
Oh, good. Maybe Haley's designing creativity will come in handy. You have a minute, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. See, tomorrow's the deadline for your applications, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And I really don't know what to do, Dad. I've been praying about it, but I just can't tell which one I should choose.
Well, yeah. I'm glad to know you've been praying, son. That's the best place to start. Now, let's see, we already laid out the pros and cons when you talked with Mom and me, right?
Right.
But it's still pretty obvious that something's eating you. So, what's going on?
I don't know, Dad. It's like every time I think I know what I want to do, then something happens to change my mind. Mm-hmm. Like talking to Tiffany today, I was sure that I wanted to work at the quarterly. Mm-hmm. But then Pastor Mark drove by, and it made me feel like I should really be at the church.
Oh, yeah? What did he say?
Just that I'm dependable, have a good work ethic, leadership qualities and stuff.
Oh, those seem like good qualities for the newspaper, too.
You're not helping, Dad.
Sorry.
Well, I just wonder if Haley's right. Maybe if I choose the paper over the Frontier Club, it'll be selfish of me.
No, wait. Explain that one.
I don't know, like I'm more godly if I work at the church.
I was afraid you'd come to that conclusion.
Huh?
Oh, Mom and I just had to talk to Timmy tonight about this. But I think you know the basics, Justin. Do you have an answer for my question from the other night, remember?
The do you have to be in a church to do God's work one?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't have to be in a church. You can show God's love anywhere and live for Him in everything you do.
Right. You're a Christian no matter where you are, son. Justin, did you know that I almost became a pastor instead of going into law?
What? I thought you always wanted to study law.
Yeah, I did. But when I became a Christian in high school, I started rethinking things. And by the time I got to college, had to make a decision about my life, I didn't know what to do.
A pastor's pretty different from a lawyer or a judge, Dad.
Stick with the story, son. So, one weekend, I came home from school and I met with my old youth group leader.
Steve.
Good memory. Yes, Steve. And the first thing he did when I told him my dilemma was make a list of the gifts God has given me. And then he began asking me questions about why I had a change of heart.
What did he say?
Well, he said that clearly I was a good leader and a good teacher. But he asked me what job made me more excited. And this is what I answered. Law excited me. It still does. It was a dream I'd had for some time. But I felt as if it would be almost pagan for me to choose law when I knew that I could be a pastor.
Sounds familiar.
Uh-huh. Yes, it does. And I'm going to tell you what Steve told me. First, neither choice is better. Second, I needed to go where God gave me a passion. I didn't really want to be a pastor, Justin, but I thought God would need me there more. And do you know what's wrong with that statement?
That God needs something?
Right. See, God's big enough to handle things just fine on His own. I'm not that important. But He can use me, and He can use me best where He's designed my heart to be. Does that make sense, son?
Yeah, but what about that pagan feeling? Because I still feel that, especially talking to Tiffany. It's all about power and control. Is it wrong to have a position of power like that, Dad?
Oh, no, not at all. It's our motivation for power that can get us into trouble. If we want to use our position to get what we want, to get our own ways, then we're in the wrong.
But that's what so many people do.
Yes, but a Christian aspires to power so that truth can be spoken. When you have been blessed with leadership qualities, son, don't put a limit on where God might take you. As long as your primary focus is to glorify and honor Him, then you shouldn't be afraid of the opportunities that come your way.
Did Steve tell you that, too?
Yeah, something like that. Well, I hope this has helped ease your mind just a little bit, anyway.
It has. Thanks, Dad.
Good. Oh, and one more thing. I don't think that just because I chose law over preaching means that you have to choose the newspaper. Remember, one choice isn't better than the other, right?
I know, Dad. Look at Steve. Hmm? If he hadn't chosen your youth group, where would you be today?
Couldn't have said it better myself, son.
All right, everyone. The results are in. I thought that would get your attention. Based on the applications and essays you turned in, we've chosen Tiffany Richter to represent the eighth graders in our journalism class.
Thank you. Thank you. I won't disappoint you.
And for the seventh graders, we chose a last-minute applicant, Justin Morrison. You will be representing your grade for our class.
Woohoo!
Congratulations, and thanks to all of you who tried for the internship. Remember, I need your articles for the school paper by the end of the day, and you have free time until the bell.
Well, surprise, surprise, Morrison. I never thought you'd turn down God's work.
I didn't.
What? You're doing the church thing too?
No, but God's work isn't done only in a church.
What's that supposed to mean?
It just means that you can be a Christian and live out your faith in any setting God lets you be in.
Well, this is going to be a fun semester, isn't it?
I think so.
Good for you, Justin. I think we're going to see God do some wonderful things through Justin's work at the paper. You know, the same is true for you. God has specific things He wants you to do. Places where He wants to use you with your gifts and talents to influence your world. At school, or in your neighborhood, in your church, or at home. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." You see, God really loves you. The God of the universe took the time to make you very special so that you would be able to do good works. He has a plan for your life that is full of good and exciting things for you to do for his glory. Some of them may be in church, and some may not. We can show God's love anywhere and live for him in everything we do. The key to knowing what you are supposed to do is first to know God. Now, to get to know God, we have to spend time with him. We need to read and study the Bible and to talk with him through prayer. The cool thing is, God wants to spend time with you. So why not get started today? For ideas on how to do this, check out our website at www.cbhministries.org, where you'll find some fun ways to study your Bible and some helpful hints on prayer. Or maybe you don't know God at all. That's okay. We can introduce you to him on our website as well. We also like to hear from you. We love your feedback. We enjoy your letters and emails, so keep them coming. Our email address is gilead@cbhministries.org. Or if you'd like to send a letter, write to Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. Either way you contact us, be sure to include the call letters of the station that you listen to. Today's program, Power Play, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineer was Steve O'Dell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week down Gilead Lane.